When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on, let's get washed up. Timmy, did you remember your toothbrush?
Yes, Mrs. Jones. I even brought my own toothpaste.
Michael, it looks like you could take a lesson from Timmy. Michael doesn't always remember to brush his teeth.
What kind of toothpaste is that?
Sunsmile.
I've never seen Sunsmile at the supermarket. Where'd you get it?
You can't get it at the supermarket. It's special. I get it from my mom. She's a Sunrider distributor.
What's so special about Sunsmile?
We've all heard about the health and wellness supplement companies that claim downright outlandish things about their products. Most commercials are pretty generic, stating that they can help you feel better, healthier, stronger, and more energetic, vague things like that. But rarely do they seem to have proof to back that up, even if they reference a bunch of supposed cutting-edge science studies or medicine based on ancient techniques. Although you might think these shady techniques are new, they, and the MLMs that use them, have been around for ages, and Sunrider was no exception. One of their founders, board chairman, and president, named Tifu Chen, I hope I said that right, set up a rather elaborate origin story for Sunrider. According to Chen, ancient Chinese temple priests who were leading developers of the martial arts had discovered special plant and herb combinations for increased endurance, energy, and mental alertness. They also discovered a healing balm that expedited the healing of torn or bruised muscles. Luckily for Chen, his great-grandfather found these manuscripts and became an herbal physician, passing his teachings on to Chen to help him become a doctor in Taiwan, a Taiwanese kung fu champion, a biochemist, a pharmacist in the US, and of course, a world-renowned nutritionist. Not only was Chen this incredible, multi-talented professional, but he'd been small and weak as a young man. Overpowered by physical allergies and illness, to be more specific, as these are kind of his descriptions of being small and weak. Chen said that his nickname was Chopsticks because of how thin he was, and he used a flashlight to attract grasshoppers to eat. I didn't want to be Superman. I just wanted to be normal. I couldn't play ball games or even run because I was so weak. Yet it was his family's research and efforts that supposedly made him such a champion and so successful. In 1982, Chen blessed the world with Sunrider, his wellness MLM, which carries the same plant and herb combinations that will surely make us all be able to rise to our full potential. And that's incredible, right? Well, yeah, if that story sounds completely and utterly ridiculous to you, it's because it's just not real. In an interesting affidavit from 1990, Chen's father said that his son was basically making the entire foundation of Sunrider up, and many of his claims were completely fabricated. Chen said that, quote, I am not aware of any time that my son was a research scientist. I am not aware of any person addressing my son as doctor while we lived in Taiwan. And Tifu Chen was not a weak, sickly child. He was healthy and active. Chen's father added that his son hadn't been born into poverty, studied herbs, and that he wasn't a kung fu champion either. All of it was a lie. Not only did Chen's father sell him out, but so did his sister, though we'll get into that a little bit later on. It seems as if Sunrider's history has been made up in order to sell products and make their co-founder appear more impressive than he actually was. So already we have a company that's been founded by someone that seemingly lies about literally everything, including their qualifications to even start such a business, who denies it when confronted with evidence, and whose parents and sibling have to rat them out? Not off to a great start by any means here. So the question here is this: what is the real Sunrider story? And if these supplements don't make you miraculously recover from ailments, then what good are they? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Multilevel Mondays. I'm the Illuminati, and today we'll start by introducing the real Sunrider story, which in some ways is as ridiculous as the lies Chen told his audience, just for different reasons.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
What's so special about Sun Smile?
Well, for one thing, it's safe, because it's made with herbal extracts, enzymes, and baking soda. All natural ingredients. Michael, did you ever read what it says on the back of your toothpaste?
Huh?
Let me see. Warning. Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact the Poison Control Center right away.
The Poison Control Center? Let me see that.
Can I try some of your Sun Smile toothpaste?
Sunrider started in the early 1980s in Utah before in 1987 it moved headquarters to Torrance, California. Chen moved to Utah with his wife the decade before after converting to the LDS Church. Chen's wife, Oi Lin Chen, and his fellow Mormon friend, K. Dean Black, all started the company together, but not as a startup. Instead, it was Dean Black who had become the president of a Murdoch subsidiary known as Natura Life. Though Dean vouched for Chen's products, claiming that they helped him recover faster from food allergies, he stated that Murdoch insisted that, quote, America was not ready for Chinese herbs, which I don't know if I'm quite 100% ready to unpack that yet, but I don't like the way that sounds. According to Reference for Business, Natura Life broke away from Murdoch and it was renamed the Sunrider Corporation and Chen became the president. Natura Life was already an MLM, so this business model simply came with the territory. It's kind of funny to me how Chen makes it sound as if he built this incredible business using his medical knowledge and skills when the truth is, like, not dramatic at all. Not to mention, he didn't really have to do much work to gain distributors either. As Mormons have kind of a long history around believing in herbal medicine and Chen was in Utah selling supplements, this was kind of the perfect launching pad for Sunrider. Some of his quotes surrounding the Mormon religion and health have been a little strange too. For example, Chen has said, vitamins are not a food, they are actually chemicals. Vitamin C is ascorbic acid. If God wanted us to have just vitamin C, he would have given us ascorbic acid and not oranges. This concentration is needed since food alone might not have the nutrients you need, and that's, I think, the point that he's trying to make here. But at the same time, he says that he's selling concentrated food, not vitamins, and implies that people need to take a plethora of vitamins so as not to target one part of the body. It's very confusing. Granted, considering his whole foundation for building the company was based on his supposed illness, it's a bit hard to take anything Chen says seriously. The point here is that they're yet another wellness and supplement company thriving in Utah and making shady claims. According to Quackwatch, they also had three product lines at the time too: Candizen, Vitalife, and Sunergy. Candizen was the name of the products under their skincare umbrella, which was supposedly using ancient formulas that would nourish the body from within and without. They actually still have these products under their beauty and body page to this day, and they just seem like expensive makeup products to me personally. They've got a foundation that's only 1 ounce or 30 milliliters for $45, which is right up there with brands like NARS and Estee Lauder in terms of cost. But hey, maybe this product really is fantastic, right? Well, I tried to figure out what's in it, and it really doesn't help that finding their ingredient list is one hell of a headache, too. When you scroll down, it only shows sweet almond oil, jojoba oil, chamomile, and vitamin E. And I'm pretty sure there's more than just four ingredients in their protective foundation. But even when you download their product fact sheet, you can't find where they are. If there's a way to find their full ingredient list or prove that there are only four things in here, then I stand corrected. But from what I see right now, this is not a complete ingredient list. Otherwise, this is yet another thing that just infuriates me about MLMs in general. They often make it an absolute hassle to find ingredients, if they even list them at all. If you're so proud of your product, why won't you tell us what's in it? And there's also a health standpoint, because you're putting this on your body. If I was allergic to any possible makeup ingredients, I wouldn't buy this because I have no way of knowing if I'd have a reaction. Now, as for the second branch of the company, Vitalite, this was all about low-calorie snacks at an exorbitant price. So I don't use that word lightly here either. A 2-week supply of Vitalite products, drinks, soups, snacks, and all would cost $150 back in 1987. So what does that mean in today money? Well, that's almost $400 in 2022. So no way would I pay that much for snacks, and I do love a good snack from time to time. But we'll get to these so-called benefits of their food in a moment here. Now, last but not least of the three was the Sunergy line, which were supplements containing whole food concentrates and even 15 different vitamins. Wow, a whole 15. And, you know, that is really incredible because apparently only 13 vitamins actually exist for humans. So I guess Synergy must have created two new ones out of nowhere. In actuality, the Synergy products only had about 12 vitamins in them, not 15. But purely making things up here is kind of a part of Chen's forte. So why am I not surprised if, you know, maybe this isn't entirely accurate on his behalf? But hey, don't take my word for it with just speculation. Back in 1989, Sunrider actually had to pay a $173,000 fine to the state of California for claiming that one of their products, Nutrien, contained vitamin B8, which is a substance that literally does not exist. So hey, maybe Sunrider really does have 15 vitamins in it. They just don't all have to exist, right? And honestly, this is almost, it's so bad it's funny to a degree. Like, making up health claims is pretty on par for MLMs, and we've seen this enough. But to make up vitamins, I'm just not sure I've heard this one before. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh about this, but they shouldn't be making this up. You know, congratulations, Sunrider, on reaching a new low. Unfortunately, it does get worse from here, because we've only scratched the surface. The FDA had issues with Sunrider since the beginning. In 1983, only a year after the company was established, they told Sunrider to stop claiming that one of their products, Nutrien, could produce energy, long life, and lasting health. The following year, Sunrider was in trouble again for marketing an unapproved sweetener extracted from herbs, and the year after that, two of their products were recalled due to salmonella. So they're definitely off to a bit of a rocky start, I would say. Now, those who really found a community in Sunrider may have been able to forgive a few mishaps because, hey, the distributors were like a family, and this was their income and hopes for a more financially stable future. What's a few hiccups? Well, not only did these Sunrider distributors defend their MLM, but some of them were horrific to potential customers in a way that I don't actually often see, at least not to this extent. In 1989, Longevity magazine published a story that alleged how, just a few years prior, 4-year-old Chelsea Tingey was dying from an inoperable brain tumor. A distributor told her parents that people were cured of cancer taking their products and asked the Tingey family, quote, "How important is your daughter's life?" Despite the $900 a month price tag, the Tingeys were seemingly guilted into handing it over in the hopes that it would save their daughter's life. When Chelsea's tumor did go into remission after radiation treatments, the Tingeys' phone began ringing. Other families were asking them for testimonials, as they'd been told that Chelsea was saved by the help of Sunrider. The Tingeys were astonished, and though Chelsea's mom did give her daughter the herbs out of desperation in her final days, Chelsea ultimately passed away about half a year after the distributor showed up at their door. Even post-death, the Tingeys, quote, still received calls from families of cancer patients asking about Chelsea's cure. I don't think I have the words to describe just how infuriating this is. It's attempting to profit off of a grieving family, a phony testimonial, and probably one of the most heartless examples of a pushy distributor I think I've ever seen. And that's saying something, because I've seen a lot. I understand that these distributors might think they're just trying to give a sick family some herbs and medicines, but ultimately, no one but this family and their doctor has any business being involved in their medical decisions. But this isn't the only example of this MLM pushing their products, and as a result, leaving someone off worse. A decade after Sunrider was founded, a woman named Debbie A. Bowling alleged that a local masseuse suggested she take their products to reduce the amount of fat on her legs, which is really weird. A little while later, Bowling also began losing her hair, her teeth became discolored, and she had severe nausea. Bowling went after Sunrider for racketeering, and as Stephen Barrett on Quackwatch explains, she had to prove that she had been injured by a criminal act done with fraudulent intent for financial gain. And this is when Chen's father's story came out, essentially calling his own son a liar. The affidavit we read in the beginning of the episode was released in connection to this very case, revealing to the world that Dr. Chen was not who he said he was. But that wasn't all. Even though the company said they didn't focus on disease treatment or cure in their bi-monthly magazine, Sunrider, distributors were still pushing the narrative of being a cure-all to potential customers. Sunrider apparently invited their distributors to submit their testimonials, even offering a $145 sun pack to those that were published. But sure, you weren't focused on treatment of any kind, just giving an incentive to anyone that told you how they were treated or made healthier with your products. Get this one, there were apparently a lot of testimonials that Sunrider published that focused on weight loss, with one of these magazine issues releasing a claim of a 67.5-pound loss in 59 days. And that's not healthy weight loss at all. The standard across the board, I think all of us know this, it's 1 to 2 pounds a week. That is a safe and sustainable rate. Anything more than that, not safe, not sustainable. And so for them to publish something where someone lost over a pound a day over the course of 59 days, you should not be proud of that. You should be very worried for that person and going, oh my God, I should not have this misinformation associated with my products. But here they are. Now, truthfully, I highly doubt that Sunrider actually vetted any of these claims. I have no way of knowing if they did or did not, so don't quote me on that, but I would be highly surprised if they did, especially considering that one distributor was tormenting the parents of a recently deceased child to tell their customers about how their products cured her cancer. And again, while Sunrider made disclaimers that they weren't all about health, their magazines sure seem to imply something else. One statement read, "When you introduce a chemical substitute for an ailing organ or body system, that organ or system atrophies. The substitute may make a person feel better, but that feeling is nothing more than an illusion of health. The organ or body system is still sick." According to Sunrider, almost all medical philosophy was based around substitution, essentially making people rely on a chemical to survive, whereas they could restore the body's capacity to regulate itself. Needless to say, an 8-person jury in 1992 was not impressed with Sunrider or their products. Miss Bowling, who had become ill as a result of them, was awarded a total of $650,000. But it wasn't just Bowling who had a problem with this MLM. Soon, they were in even deeper, murkier waters as the Chens grew the attention of customs officials.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Despite the $650,000 judgment, Tifu Chen and his wife were earning tens of millions of dollars and selling about $700 million worth of product each year. Not everyone within the Chen family was happy with how he was earning that money, though. Apparently, one of Chen's sisters, Zhao Fei, headed a competing herbal company called EXL. Worse yet, his other sister, Jia Hua, had worked at Sunrider but defected in 1990, taking Sunrider documents with her. Not only did she leave Sunrider for her sister's company, but she actually brought Sunrider's records to federal court, building one of the biggest tax fraud cases at that point in time. I most certainly did not expect the Sunrider case to essentially become a family drama with all these twists and turns, but it speaks volumes to me that even those close to Chen were fed up with the way he handled his business. Presumably, they would have known about the lies he told about his history, and they still stuck with him. I guess tax fraud is where the sisters draw the line, though. Sunrider donated about $30,000 to the Republican Party in the 1980s, which they have a right to do so. But what they didn't have a right to do was to tell distributors that they would reimburse them for any donations that they made through campaign contributions. Sunrider has called this an honest mistake, but California election officials fined them $22,000 for it. While I'm happy they got called out, this company was making hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. So are you going to tell me that tens of thousands of dollars would impact them at all? Personally, I think encouraging your workers to donate to campaigns is more than a small, honest mistake, and Sunrider's punishments should certainly hurt the company where their wallet is. However, $22,000 was nothing to them. And apparently, with all this fabulous wealth, Chen seemed to just kind of lose track of it, so to speak. Between the years of 1987 to 1990, Chen's sister alleged that he and his wife underreported their income by $125 million. According to the Wall Street Journal, they allegedly did this by using foreign companies they controlled to overcharge Sunrider 50% to as much as 900% for ingredients, thus drastically understating its profits and their U.S. tax liability. Then, the Chens would take these millions of dollars and buy artworks and real estate. Mr. Chen himself filed customs declarations on an antique bowl he bought, saying it was worth just $10,000 when he actually purchased it for almost $3 million in Hong Kong. Import abuse is not a new problem in the US by any means, and in terms of Sunrider, it seemingly wasn't a new tactic for the company either. They'd allegedly been doing this since the company's inception, and Chen created two sets of invoices when he bought herbal materials from overseas. One was for customs, while one, with a much higher price tag, was prepared for Sunrider. Frankly, I'm amazed that no one caught this sooner, considering what an obvious fraud it seems to be. Chen did seem to know this, as he supposedly offered his sister $2 million in cash to disappear and keep quiet about his tax evasion scheme. As we know, this did not work, and Chen served about a year in prison, with his wife serving about 6 months of home detention. They ended up paying almost $100 million in back taxes, $4 million in penalties, and the business suffered greatly as a result. And this is where it seemed like the business would end. It sure feels like a natural conclusion to me, right? Going out with one hell of a bang. Well, in 2009, the LA Times reported that Sunrider was back in business, and business was booming. And before we go in to take a look at the more modern version of Sunrider, let's go ahead and have a quick moment to thank today's sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by Calm because after going through what we just went through, I most certainly need to calm down myself. So yeah, simply put, it's time for a break. And yeah, this is technically an ad break, but our partners at Calm want you to focus on yourself for just a moment. Let's take a deep breath and then let it out, right? So let's breathe in and let's breathe out. It's important to tune in and recenter, and luckily, Calm can help. Calm is the number one mental wellness app, and it helps give you the tools that improve the way you feel. It can help you reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations, which is honestly one of my favorite ways to start the day now. And it at least helps me improve with focus, with curated music tracks, and it allows you to rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. I love waking up, having a small guided meditation. I never thought I'd be a person that tries to meditate or like focus and have some like quiet time to myself to start my day, but I'm that person now, apparently. And truthfully, after using Calm for a while now, the most important takeaway from this I really can say is don't knock it until you try it. I'm someone who's been extremely hesitant to meditations, mainly because I can never calm my brain down. I'm always moving at a million miles a minute, nonstop, 24/7. But Calm has been actually really helpful for me in a really just surprising way. I don't know what I expected, but I don't think I expected to actually be able to start my days much more relaxed than what I used to do, which was just chaos. So I'm gonna cut to the chase here. Here's the deal. If you go to calm.com/MLM, you're gonna receive a special offer for 40% off a Calm premium subscription. And new content is added every single week, so you're always gonna have something new. Go to calm.com, that's calm.com/MLM for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/MLM. So now you're going through your day. We've had our morning meditation. We've had our morning work period, our afternoon work, and now it's dinner time. What are we doing for dinner? Well, that's easy. You could order something from takeout, or you could make a delicious home-cooked meal in 30 minutes or less. And that's where HelloFresh comes in, because they make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Their recipes are nearly foolproof, step-by-step recipes with photos, and it means you'll get a joyful cooking experience and a stress-free summer. Plus, HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals, like I said, ready in 30 minutes or less. And they even have great ones like one pan or one dish thing to go in the oven or whatever. I love those. So it's easy cleanup too. That's the best. And you can customize your favorite dishes with Hello Custom by swapping out one protein or side for another. You can upgrade to a more luxe experience, or you can, you know, add a protein to a veggie meal, or you can take a protein out and make it a veggie meal. Now, y'all already know how I feel about firecracker meatballs, which HelloFresh, I have not seen on my menu in a while, and I'm a little disappointed, not gonna lie. I'm out here, like, going hard for these meatballs, and I'm a little sad. I would like more meatballs, please. However, they did recently send me in a new box. I had, I think it was Old Bay hamburgers, and it was actually really good. I haven't used Old Bay seasoning in a while. Like, oh my God, it's just been in a different spice category for a while. And using Old Bay again was kind of nice. So I think I'm gonna go to the store and pick up some Old Bay seasoning and start adding it back into more foods again. So if you wanna get started with HelloFresh, make sure you go to hellofresh.com/MLM16 and use code MLM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's hellofresh.com/MLM16. Use code MLM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Whatever their background is, all we care about is that they're a healthy company, all of their history happened many years ago. They're good now. Those words come from Chester Chong, president of the Chinese American Chamber of Commerce of Los Angeles. At this time, Sunrider joined the Direct Selling Association, and like the Wall Street Journal reported about 12 years earlier, they were earning about $700 million in revenue again. Sunrider opened in new countries, they gained a massive market in China, and they, like most MLMs we've dealt with, began hosting massive annual conventions.
Not just only product is so good, but the love in the Sunrider is incredible. And the power from the yin and yang.
Long remember the dramatic debut of SunSport.
1992 is a very exciting year.
Even though they were only earning about half of what Nu Skin or just under a third of what Herbalife revenue is at the time, this by no means is a small company. Even in 2013, the Easy Reader newspaper spoke about Chen's controversy and wrote that Chen had boiled it down to this. The government thought what we were buying was too expensive, so they thought we were making more profit, which we never did. We were blessed that the company survived. And personally, I don't consider creating two sets of different invoices to be the same as, oh, the government thought we were spending too much, but okay. They also started selling retail in China instead of MLM format, which presumably is because multi-level marketing is illegal there. Chen himself even called it a dirty business. So I've got to wonder, how come you agree that MLMs are shady in one country, but employing the exact same tactics is absolutely fine elsewhere? It's also not as if Chen doesn't know that his business model is supremely flawed by design either. Fairly recently in 2017, a class action suit was brought against them for running an illegal pyramid scheme. Court documents allege that they targeted Chinese American immigrants who, quote, do not have regularly available legal channels to vindicate their legal rights, and in hope of selling Wonder products to their relatives in China. So firstly, I have to say, I think it's pathetic if Sunrider claims to have these incredible Chinese herbal products, and despite having a market in China, they pressure immigrants to sell the supplements back to their relatives in China. In addition, the lawsuit alleged that over 90% of distributors lose money, and no one, except for secretly placed individuals into the representative tiers and the defendants themselves, actually made anything. At the time of the suit, Sunrider was making over $225 million per year. So at least it seems like they're on the decline. But they keep their finances pretty tight to their chest. It also makes mention of how Sunrider was actually able to purchase a Beverly Hills hotel for $195 million, and the various ways in which they make money to pay for these exorbitant things is just weird. Like, let's talk about the startup kits for just a moment. Because these bad boys are expensive. So these startup kits, for the record, $600, and then a monthly fee for distributors is $100. So your startup kit is $600, and then over the course of 365 days, you will pay Sunrider $1,200. Did I math that right? I did. $1,200 for the privilege of being able to sell this shit. Now, their ads are pretty much the same. You can work from home, earn money passively, or even make money in your sleep, and all you have to do is sign up a few friends, and those friends do the same. It's a model we've seen plenty of times before, and it's a familiar shape, close to, I don't know, a pyramid head like me, perhaps, like my head shape. Plaintiff Wu, spearheading this case, said that they were deceived by all the promises the company made, spent $3,000 for this opportunity, and were unable to make any retail sales. Wu lost money due to Sunrider after giving it an earnest try for six whole years from 2010 to 2016. Unfortunately, this case isn't really open and shut, no matter how obvious it may seem to us. Instead, the plaintiffs failed to meet the heightened pleading standard for fraud-based claims, and by the time it was refiled, it seemed that they were told that they didn't meet the statute of limitations. In 2019, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the court's decision, and as far as I can tell, this case is essentially dead in the water. I am a bit surprised that this case hasn't been brought against them sooner, considering all the lies that Sunrider has seemingly told over the years. Their owner was in prison, but in my opinion, it was basically just a timeout for tax fraud, then he was right back to his questionable business model. So, what's next for Sunrider? And will they ever shut down for good? Well, perhaps one of the reasons that Sunrider got this far in the first place is because of their narrative around superior traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM. Acupuncture, massage, herbal remedies, Tai Chi, many of these elements to TCM have become more and more common throughout the Western world. Although they've had little real success in trials and studies, many people still believe in them, and that's fine. Maybe this really is the placebo effect at work. Maybe people have tried TCM after modern medicine has failed them and they feel a need to be understood. Maybe it really does help others experiencing pain. You ultimately have to do what's right for you and your body. But what does upset me is how Sunrider seems to have taken the term traditional medicine to mean no medicine whatsoever. Sunrider claims that doctor is honorific in Chinese society, given to someone knowledgeable about herbs. But even if that's true, that's not typically the case in the US, and calling Chen Dr. Chen is disingenuous and implies a sort of authority and education that he just doesn't have. You can actually still find a certified practitioner in TCM and other experienced professionals within the TCM field. If Chen bothered to be honest and hired certified practitioners to really create the best Chinese traditional supplements out there, then we'd have a very different story on our hands. Though, granted, we also probably wouldn't have an MLM on our hands either. Truthfully, I don't know for sure if Sunrider will dissipate completely. They're still presumably earning millions, even if it's not as much as they used to make. Maybe they'll slowly fade away as Chen grows older and retires, or maybe this supplement MLM will have another comeback. If I had to choose, I'd prefer the former, but this one seems particularly stubborn. But with all of that being said, those are my thoughts, opinions, and that is also where we are going to end today's episode of Multilevel Mondays. I hope you learned something new here today, and if you did, make sure that you're liking, following, and subscribing to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Thank you so much for your time here today. I really do appreciate it, and as always, I'll see you in the next one. Bye!